But our last speaker before we might open up to some questions, Annette, if you could just get on and just tell us a little bit about what's going on down in Houston.
Sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay. My name is Annette Higgins, and I'm president of the Challenge Club at St. John Paul II Catholic School. We're a regional school here on the west side of Houston, and I'm happy to see Father Jarek on here because he has passed through our hallway for a year or two, so it's good to see a familiar face. I want to talk about three things that we have, three ways that we've invited our families to participate with our clubs. And the first one's going to go fast, but every fall we have a family adoration hour. And like I said, our club is based at a school. Our girls meet right after school from 3:30 to 5:15 most every Friday. And in the fall, we have a coordinated family adoration hour. A local legionnaire is actually the chaplain at our school. So he comes and exposes Blessed Sacrament for us so we can have a true holy hour. Our team leaders usually have some music, and we invite all of our families, parents, and siblings to come and join us. And this is just, it's a very simple thing to do. I mean, if you have a local chapel, go to a local chapel. This year we had gathered, our little chapel holds about 70 people, and this year we had about 60 parents and family members. And as they watch their girls, their fifth through eighth grade girls, bow and be present in front of that exposed sacrament, it was very moving to see their faces and see that this is something that their girls are used to doing. And beautiful, beautiful expression of love that was shown to the parents. And then afterwards, we usually do this during our meeting time. So if the parents can get off work and come, or the moms bring the kids, the ones that stay at home can bring the kids. And then afterwards, about 5:30, we head to a local Mexican restaurant. And again, this year we had like 55 people there and just have dinner together. We invite some of our consecrated women that help us with our club. They're there. Maybe some extra consecrated women come. Father Amen, our chaplain, comes, and so we just have a nice dinner, and it's a good way for a lot of the parents. Again, this is in the fall, for the parents to meet our team leaders as well as our consecrated women. So the second thing that I wanted to talk about is our father-daughter Amazing Grace. We have this in the spring. This is a Houston-wide ECYD event. It is put on and organized by our club at our school. And what it is, it's kind of like the TV show. It's a virtual scavenger hunt on wheels. We started our school, and like I said, we usually have around 50 to 60 to maybe 70 couples, father-daughter couples. And there will be a theme. This past year, it was the dynamic duo theme. It's usually based on whatever movie's coming out. I think last year the Incredibles movie was out. And so we did a dynamic duo, and we had fathers and daughters dressed up like Cookies and Milk, like the inside and outside of Oreos, like different Batman and Robin, different things that different duos. We gather together, and then we send them out with a list of clues. And they go in around about a 3-mile perimeter of our school with this list of clues. And the clues can be anywhere from go find a local Mexican restaurant on this drive and take a picture with the team leader waiting in there. So they have to stop the car, run in, get a picture with a team leader or a missionary that's all dressed up, and then go on their way. Other clues can be ask your father what his favorite prayer is and make a video recording him saying that prayer. And so there's different clues that they follow along, different activities that they perform. And at the end of an hour and a half or 2 hours, they meet back at the school. And we have a lot of moms volunteer that come and they check them in, and most of their video, most of their clues are either pictures or videos on their dad's phone. And so we go through and we check them and we score and we have winners and a little ceremony and stuff. The Amazing Race, we also take their pictures of the father-daughter couples when they first arrive. And then one of our volunteers runs and gets those pictures processed, and then we put them in a little frame, give one to the daughter, give a copy to the father, and they each have it. And I was telling somebody, one of the dads stopped me my first year, I was just volunteering, and he stopped me as he was walking out with his little picture in his hand in the little frame that said ECYD. And he said, "You know, Miss Higgins, this is my favorite day of the year. This is my favorite day. I love this. This is my third year doing it. I have all my pictures up in my office of each year of us dressed up together." And he said, "I treasure these times." And he literally had tears in his eyes. And it struck me to, you know, a lot of times we'll celebrate the fathers and dads or the mothers and daughters, but this unique afternoon that we give them once a year has become very much of a Houston favorite. We've been doing it for about 8 years. Some people say, "Well, it might be a lot of work," but not really. We ask people in our club, like I said, it's organized by our club, and we usually get two or three moms to write up the clues, and they'll do all the legwork for us and stuff, and then come up with a list of clues that we go through and approve and stuff. And then we have some light refreshments at the end. We have music with a boombox, and we play little round the rosy games and stuff while everybody's gathering. And we ask some mom to take pictures and then go and process them at CVS and have them in the frames before everybody leaving. But it's not a lot of work. Everybody just comes together. Like I said, we've been doing this for about at least 8 years. And so a lot of us, our families are used to it in Houston. We kind of, you know, have to explain what's going on with the fifth graders, the new girls, but it is a crowd favorite. And I'd be happy to answer any questions that we have on that later. And then our third event we also do in the spring, and it's a mother-daughter tea. And probably a lot of you challenge clubs might do something like this in the spring. It's an end of the year celebration. We honor our team leaders that might be graduating from high school or leaving us and moving on to college. We usually have party games and a speaker speaking on an appropriate topic that both the girls and the moms can relate to. And then we, this is usually organized by our board. We kind of want it to be an afternoon treat for our moms. And so we usually do simple decorations at a local clubhouse. And, Carrie is holding up. Carrie, you talk. Carrie's holding up old picture, former pictures of mother-daughter tea. Of her and her daughter.
Oh, no, sorry. This is Amazing Race.
Oh, Amazing Race.
So amazing. Yeah, sorry. Over the years. So it's just a little felt picture frame, and then we put Amazing Race in the year, and then we got lazy and just got the plastic frame. This was last year's. We put a little ECYD sticker.
That is awesome.
Anyway, it's the favorite, the father-daughter Amazing Race. It's literally the dads. It's their favorite event of the whole year with their daughter, because they can be goofy together. They have permission to just have fun, just the two of them. Another thing I can add to that, Annette, is we have clues from the last 8 years. So if you are like, "Carrie, what do you mean by clues?" or "Annette, I can send you our clues," and you just adapt them. Like, which, funny questions, like take a picture with a car with a paper license plate, you know, like somebody just bought a new car. So then, but the beauty of the father-daughter Amazing Race is at the end of the race, the dad has on his phone all the funny, goofy things he and his daughter did together, and he will have that forever. So that's the best of the Amazing Race.
Thank you, Carrie. Thank you.
Thank you so much. I asked them to kind of focus on these things because these things help the parents buy into the mission. They get it. So that when we ask people to make cupcakes or can you do these things, they understand why, right?